I would say that this opportunity that Allah has granted us is an honor, especially while we are in the comfort of our homes and we could have spent this time doing many other things which would be a source of relaxation. But we have chosen to come together and to contemplate and think about the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. I would like to extend my condolences to the Imam of our age, Imam Mahdi Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, for the martyrdom of his grandmother, Hazrat Zahra Salamullahi alayha. And I would like to begin with a riwaya which was narrated and have been received by us while the Prophet of Allah was on his deathbed. And this is a riwaya which not only tells us the pain and the sorrow that the daughter of the Holy Prophet was going through, but it also shows that even while at the deathbed, the Prophet of Allah was giving us news of the future and was relating to us what is bound to come after the Ahlul Bayt, especially during the end times, which is the news of the Mahdi, which is the news of the Imam of our time. Let me begin with the riwayah, my dear brothers and sisters, because I tend to share the sayings and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, because there is a riwayah again from the Prophet of Allah and our Imams, that hadithuna sa'abun mustasab, that our riwayas, our narrations, they are very difficult and they are as if it is a wild horse upon which one is riding, and yet there are so many dimensions to it. I would not have contemplated or comprehended the intensity, although I believe that this is a true riwayah, until I found a translator of the Quran whom, when I was discussing, said that it is quite easy for me to translate the verses of Quran, but when it comes to the translation of the riwayah of Ahlul Bayt, it is very, very difficult. Why? Because the eloquence and the dimensions that it carries is immense, and they cannot be translated into words. And he himself had justified saying, because the word of Allah was there for the lowest common denominator, it was the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Quran is a message that a lot of us can understand and comprehend. But the ahadith of the Holy Prophet is based upon the zarfiyah of the person himself who's looking at it. Although I do not possess any claim, but I think still merely translating and sharing what our Ahlul Bayt had to say is important for all of us to reflect and also to implement that in our lives. And here the riwayah narrates that the Prophet of Allah was at his deathbed. He was in his last stages, and Hazrat Fatima salamullahi alayha, she was sitting beside the Holy Prophet. Faida Fatima to alayha salam in the ra'sihi, and she was near to the Holy Prophet. Qala fabakat hatta irtafa'a fawtuha farafa'a Rasulullah tarafahu ilayha. And Fatima was crying and the voice of Fatima was heard by the Holy Prophet, and he opened his eyes and looked upon his beloved daughter Fatima. And now the Prophet of Allah addresses Fatima, saying, Habibati Fatima, Mallazi Yubkiki. O my beloved Fatima, Habibati, O my beloved Fatima, what is the source of your crying? What has made you cry? Why are you crying, my beloved daughter? فَقَالَتْ أَخْشَى أَضَّيْعَتَ مِنْ بَعْدِكَ. Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha responds, O my dear father, O my beloved father, I fear after your death that I would be lost. My life would not have the sense of direction that it had while in your presence. Which is another very important point for us to see, that sometimes while we are focused and engaged, especially the men, thinking that the goals of life or the accomplishments that we strive for are only for men. And here Hazrat Fatima is teaching us that it is equally important for a woman to keep herself focused in life, to make her life purposeful, to have a sense of purpose, and not to lose that sense of purpose at any cost. And this is what Hazrat Fatima is showing us here. And here now the Prophet of Allah is consoling Fatima. The Prophet of Allah is making sure that his beloved daughter prepares herself for the calamities that are bound to come to her as a result of the demise of the Holy Prophet. And how does he do? We see in the following narration that I would continue. The Prophet of Allah says, Ya Habibati, Amma Alimti Anna Allaha At-Tala'a Ilal Arz It-Tala'atan Fakhtara Minha Abaki Faba'athahu Birisalatihi. O my beloved daughter, aren't you aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gazed upon the universe and then chose from all the beings Abaki, your father? O Fatima, Allah chose your father for what? Ba'asahu birisalatihi, so that he can appoint him to the prophethood, to the prophecy or the prophethood of Allah that Allah was sending upon earth. Summa, again here the Prophet of Allah is mentioning how the Prophet of Allah, after his appointment, is mentioning the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen. ثم اطلع اطلاعة فاختار منها بعلك. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gazed upon everything and then decided to choose from them your husband. وأوحى إلي, and then revealed and ordered or commanded, أوحى إلي, towards me, and ankihaki iyyahu, so that I give my daughter you, Fatima, in marriage to him, which is Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ya Fatima, wa nahnu ahlu baytin. O Fatima, we are ahlul bayt, we are the family of the Holy Prophet. قد أعطانا الله سبع خصال. Allah has granted us seven qualities or honored us with seven qualities. سبع خصال. لم يؤتي أحدا قبلنا ولا يؤتي أحدا بعدنا. Allah has neither granted these qualities before anybody before us nor anybody after us. أنا خاتم النبيين. Now the Prophet of Allah is narrating those seven qualities that Allah has honored Ahlul Bayt with. And the first one, the Prophet of Allah is mentioning, أَنَا خَاتِمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. I am the last Prophet, O Fatima. إِلَى اللَّهِ, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَا أَبُوكِ, and I am your father, O Fatima. O Fatima, never ever consider your life to be trivial, to be lost after me. Because you are from Ahlul Bayt, and Allah has granted seven qualities to Ahlul Bayt that He had not given it to anybody before us nor after us. And from this quality, the Prophet of Allah is mentioning, I am the last Prophet. Allah has honored me to be the last Prophet. And I am your father, O Fatima. Ana abuki. وَوَسِي خَيْرُ الْأَوْسِيَاتِ. And my wasi, my vicegerent, my janashin, my successor, is the best of amongst the awsiya, from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحَبَّهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ بَعْلُكِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's most beloved to Allah, and Allah loves Him, and He is your husband. فَهُوَ بَعْلُكِ. If we look at the incident which we can connect from this, the love that the Prophet of Allah is mentioning of Amirul Mu'mineen, we would find the situation of Khaybar. If you recall that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet was becoming disappointed by the Muslims while they were trying to go and take the fort of Khaybar, and almost 40 days have passed and Muslims were not able to succeed in their mission, and they were returning blaming each other. The leader was blaming the army, and the army was blaming the leader that they did not live up to the task of striving hard enough to be victorious in that battle. Until the Prophet of Allah says that tomorrow I am going to give the standard of Islam, the alam of Islam, the standard bearer of Islam, the alam that I am going to give tomorrow is to the person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah loves him. And if you recall also the verse of Quran which says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. O Prophet, tell the Muslims, if they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they should be obedient to you, the Prophet of Allah. So here we find the similar instance of the love that the Prophet of Allah is mentioning about Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. And then the Prophet of Allah is reiterating, O Fatima, that person, Khayrul Awsiya, is your husband, Fatima. How can you ever be lost or be irrelevant or without a sense of direction, Fatima, after me? Your husband is Khayrul Awsiya, the best among Awsiya. And he's my Wasi, he's my vicegerent, the Prophet of Allah is making sure the message reaches us, and also the Prophet of Allah is pointing out towards the wilaya, who is going to be the wasi after him. And this is an explicit statement in which the Prophet of Allah is pointing out who the wasi is, Fatima. And then he is ensuring that this is captured in such a way that there would not be any sense of doubt. This wasi I am talking to you, Fatima, he is your husband. وَهُوَ بَعْلُكِ, meaning that there is only one person who can claim this honor of being the husband of the daughter of the Holy Prophet, and that is Ali ibn Abi Talib. If you recall another narration which is also mentioned in Qisasul Ali by Nisa'i, who is a great Sunni muhaddith, in which one of the companions of the Holy Prophet, when he was asked by the Khalifa, the first Khalifa of Bani Umayyah, Muawiyah, to curse Ali ibn Abi Talib, he says, I cannot curse Ali, because what I have heard, the traits that I have heard of him from Rasulullah directly, if I would have had even one of them, it would have been better for me than to have the best Arabian camels in Arabia. In another narration it says, if I would have had the best in this world. And one of those qualities that he recalls of Ali ibn Abi Talib is the testimony of the Holy Prophet that Ali ibn Abi Talib, on the day of Khaybar, the Prophet of Allah had mentioned that Ali ibn Abi Talib is the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah loves him. And the another point that he recalls is that Ali ibn Abi Talib is the one whom the Prophet of Allah has given his daughter in marriage. That is a great honor. So here the Prophet of Allah is saying that he is my wasi, he is my successor, he is Khairul Awsiya, he is the one who loves Allah and Allah loves him. وَهُوَ بَعْضُكِ, and he is your husband, O Fatima. I wish I could expand upon just this one sentence of the Holy Prophet, and I could easily finish this lecture without being able to do justice to just this one sentence of the Holy Prophet, where the Holy Prophet is showing to us that who is my wasi. My wasi is Khairul Awsiya, and he is your husband, O Fatima. And then the Prophet of Allah is reinforcing this wilaya with so many other relationships that it would become completely impossible for anybody to ever have doubt about the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt. Now you see, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet of Allah is saying that not only this wasi of mine is your husband, O Fatima, وَمِنَّا مَنْ لَهُ جِنَاحَانْ اِحْذَرَانْ, and from amongst us is the one who possesses two wings, يَتُورُ بِحِمَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَعَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ حَيْثُ شَعَى. From amongst us, Ahlul Bayt, is the one who possesses two wings and he flies in the heavens along with Malaika in the heavens. wherever he wishes. Here the Prophet of Allah is pointing us towards Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar, the brother of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. وَهُوَا إِبْنُ عَمِّي أَبِيكِ وَأَخُو بَعْلِكِ. And this person who possess this honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of having two wings and he flies in heavens along with Malaika, O Fatima, he is the son of the uncle of your father and he is the brother of your husband, Ahu Ba'alaki. And then the Prophet of Allah continues, وَمِنَّا سِبْتَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ وَحُمَا إِبْنَكِ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنِ وَهُمَا سَيَّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And from amongst us are the grandsons of this Ummah, O Fatima, and they are the leaders of the youth of paradise. And explicitly the Prophet of Allah is mentioning the name of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, who are the youth of paradise. وَهُمَا سَيَّدَ شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَبُوهُمَا. And their father, the father of Hasnain, وَأَبُوهُمَا وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ خَيْرٌ مِنْهُمَا. I swear by the one who has appointed me to righteousness. The Prophet of Allah is swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abuhuma khayrun minhuma, their father is better than both of them, which is Ali ibn Abi Talib. See, my dear brothers and sisters, how the Prophet of Allah, even his last moments, was sending the message how the chain of leadership had to be followed. Nobody should ever consider or sideline Ali ibn Abi Talib by saying, oh yes, the Prophet of Allah said this about his grandsons because they were from his blood, being the sons of his daughter Hasnain. The Prophet of Allah is making sure that Hasnain are the Sayyida Shabab Ahl al-Jannah. They are the leaders of the youth of paradise. But beware, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has appointed me to this prophethood, that Abuhuma, their father, is better than them. Minhuma, ya Fatima, wallazi ba'athani bilhaqte, inna minhuma mahdiyu hadhihi al-umma. O Fatima, again the Prophet of Allah is swearing by the right who has appointed me, inna minhuma, from amongst these two, minhuma, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, mahdiyu hadhihi al-umma. O Fatima, do not ever feel lost, do not ever feel irrelevant or trivial after me, O Fatima, because your sons are the leaders of the youth of paradise, and from amongst them is going to be the Mahdi of my Ummah. Inna minhuma mahdiyu hadhihi al-Ummah. Iza sarat ad-dunya harajan wa marja. When the world would become a place of anarchy and there would be anarchy spread in the world, وَفَظَاهَرَتِ الْفِتَنِ, and there will be exposed fitna. Fitna would be exposed, and fitna in itself could be a form of test, or it could be transgression, or it could be deviation. When the world would be filled with transgression and deviation, when the world would be in the state of anarchy, وَأَغَارَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, and while there would be some who would be destroying others. People will be destroying each other. We find nations asserting each other. We find nations destroying each other. فَلَا كَبِيرٌ يَرْحَمُ صَغِيرًا وَلَا صَغِيرٌ يُوَخِّرُ كَبِيرًا. And while the state would be such that the elders would not be merciful upon the young, and the young would not be respectful of elders. This is the state, my dear brothers and sisters. I think I am exceeding the time of the discussion, so I would take this discussion forward in the following week, inshallah. But the Prophet of Allah is foretelling on his deathbed about the Mahdi who is bound to come in the end times, when the world would be in the state of anarchy, when people will be destroying each other, when the respect for elders would be lost by the younger ones, and the elders would not be merciful of the younger ones. That is the time of the arrival of Mahdi. And this Mahdi is going to come from the progeny of Hasanain, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain. This is being foretold to the daughter of the Holy Prophet, Hazrat Fatima, while Hazrat Fatima is crying and she is close to the Holy Prophet. The Prophet of Allah had opened up his eyes, and the Prophet of Allah is consoling Fatima. And while he is consoling Fatima, he is foretelling the future, my dear brothers and sisters. So this concept of Mahdawiyat, or the Mahdi that is bound to come, is not new to the Ummah of Rasulullah. And as you all are aware, this concept is not only limited just to the Ummah of Rasulullah. Even other nations and other religions believe in a Naji, in a savior, the one who is going to come and save the world, while the world would be filled with oppression and injustice. And we find the Prophet of Allah is telling us, and therefore it is incumbent upon us to have the ma'rifah of this Mahdi, have the ma'rifah, or to know who this Mahdi is, what are his demands, what is expected of us as the followers of the Imam of our time, so that we can lead a life which would be a source of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making sure that we are obedient to this Mahdi. Because the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been descended upon the Holy Prophet, was transferred to the Imams, and the Imam of our time is alive, and the Imam of our time is expecting from us to perform the character that would be a source of pride for him, not a source of embarrassment. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept our a'mal, and I would extend to the Imam of our time the condolences upon the martyrdom of his grandmother, Hazrat Zahra Salamullahi Alayha. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If there are any questions, I would be, inshallah, answering. Brother Mohsen? Brother Mohsen? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sorry. Yeah, I was in another room. At this time, if there are any questions from Alana regarding today's discussion, or if you have a general question that I'm able to answer, these are the last my questions start here. And in the meantime, Alana, I'll check the email. Hey, what's it? There was one question someone just texted me. I'll just read it to you if you can read it out loud back to the on the video.
Sure.
The question is, recently these movements in the Middle East, some people are saying that these are signs of the return. Should we give any support to those in that regard, or is it okay to give a point to answer the question?
Well, I think it is important to know there are many ahadith which points towards the direction where, like even in the riwayah that I have quoted just now, also talks about the state of anarchy in which the world would be when the Mahdi would arrive. So yes, from that sense, but I would not say this with certainty, but let me tell you, I think, I personally feel this is a defining moment for the Ummah of Rasulullah in general, and especially for the followers of Ahlul Bayt in particular, because the synthetically created boundaries and ideologies are taking the toll, and they are falling on their faces, and we are finding that the powers that were installed are falling on their own faces. Muslims have decided to take their destiny into their own hands, and this is changing the whole situation on the ground. And definitely this is a great news, because you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his own planning, and it is unfolding, and the Ummah, especially of the followers of Ahlul Bayt, who were cornered for so many years, are being able to come out and express their point of view to the whole world, which would obviously be a source of attraction towards Islam, because the true Islam, the Islam in Nabi Muhammadi, is the one that was taught by Ahlul Bayt, and we are finding this to be a defining moment in the history of the followers of Ahlul Bayt also, and we should definitely follow this unfolding of the situation there. But it is also about us. We have to remember that this is about us. What happens out there is important, but what about us? We are going to be accountable for our actions. Are we doing enough as the followers of the Imam of our time or not? If we are truly preparing for the coming of our Imam, then we should demonstrate those qualities. We should instill those qualities that would be a source of pride for our Imam. Excuse me, I forgot to, I think, mention the question to the viewers for the online television. I think that the question was basically the unfolding of events that are happening in the Middle East. Can this be a sign of the coming of our Imam? And I'm saying yes, in a way, and also no. But yes, because it is definitely a defining moment for the region. Also, we should also contemplate upon how we are, you know, moving in that direction.
Again, as Mala mentioned, if there are any questions, please unmute your line by pressing star 6. And if there's a question you think of later on, please do email us, at selfbuilding@muslimcongress.org anytime during the week, and inshallah, in the next session, Mala will address the question, inshallah. Inshallah, we can continue next week.
Inshallah. Please recite a Surah Fatiha for all the marhumin. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the shahadat of Hazrat Zahra salamu Allah alayha that he keeps us on the path of Ahlul Bayt and makes us the true followers of the Imam of Faraid, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much, Mahana. Thank you to our audience for taking part.